What's up, K-State Nation? This is another edition postcast of the Pro Project Podcast. All things Kansas State. Eddie Greer, your host for this K-State Podcast, folks. Even though we all say that the calendar year is over with football and basketball, now officially in the rearview mirror, there is other things going on. And, of course, I mentioned this last week somewhere on the recent dailies edition of this podcast. We will be keeping track with baseball here as we keep going here into the spring semester. So if you notice any changes already to this podcast, you already know that the latest edition of the Pro Project Podcast, episode 152, now is up wherever you get your podcast, where I talk about my reaction to K-State being eliminated from Final Four contention. About coming up short of the Final Four there against FAU, and plenty more on that episode. So go check it out wherever you get your podcast. And we will be back for a second weekly with my co-host Alex Aiden later on in the week. I have to get with him to make sure he's good with that. So, yep, I mentioned that I'm going to keep going with the baseball postcast. We probably should do that because after that debacle against St. Thomas early last week, K-State, with that one-loss blemish at Toyton, rallied back in Game 3 there to bring out the brooms to put the Sooners away in dramatic fashion there as this team was down. I should reference this. I should go back real quick. I'm recording this, obviously, ahead of the Air Force matchup here, which is going to go down, actually, pretty soon here, actually, up in Colorado. So, K-State, after sweeping OU, got to take on Air Force here for the next 2 days, beginning today here. So you're going to probably get two postcasts in a day. Well, actually, we'll get this one up and running here as soon as I get home from track workout. And then, of course, you're going to have the Air Force Game 1 postcast out tomorrow morning. So, again, we're going to keep our eyes on baseball, and we should, because all self-doubt indeed, Pete Hughes' team came up huge in the bright lights at home. They took care of Oklahoma in the first two games of the weekend series, 7-1 and 7-6 in Game 2, 7-1 in Game 1 and 7-6 in Game 2, and OU was up 7-3 late in this game, and K-State roared all the way back, and then Brady Day, one of the leaders of this baseball team, walked it off in the bottom of the ninth inning to secure the sweep over OU 8-7 this game. And boy, how you can have a big, you had to have this series after, of course, losing the first Big 12 series on your schedule on the road against a lame Baylor team. You come back and to put off and put down OU in this baseball game here at Toyton Family Stadium, by the way. And for the first time since 1990, K-State deposits OU in a sweep. Man, feels good right now to do that. And look, 7-3, you're down four runs, and you roar right back. This is not the first time this team has done this season. This is the second walk-off win of the year for K-State baseball. As K-State baseball now, looking at big picture, 4-2 in the conference, and none of that, you're 17-8 overall. And actually, Brady Day hit a home run, walk-off home run, I should probably say that there, and to capture K-State's first home sweep of the Sooners there, 33 years in the first Big 12 series sweep. And you got to go back to what? 2013, which what? That's when K-State baseball won the Big 12 there as well. So, I know I'm not trying to jump the gun just yet, but it seems to me like this team, baseball team, has turned the corner, bouncing back from a terrible loss, bad loss to St. Thomas. I hammered this team after that loss. You're way much better than St. Thomas. But this was huge, gigantic, enormous, however you want to put it, for this baseball team. Huge. Pete Hughes, after the game, the manager of this team, Quote, it was a phenomenal weekend for our program and phenomenal team win today, he said. Pete Hughes, the manager, or you want to say coach. We say manager because that's baseball terms. He goes on to say, quote, to finish a series and get a sweep, it's critical for us building our national resume, end quote. Oh, yes, it is. Again, I keep referring back to that statement I've been talking about. If K-State baseball is going to play past the Big 12 tournament, you got to win games where you're supposed to. Unless that's St. Thomas, of course, that one game. But overall, though, like, you have this team at home, get the games you're supposed to get. And not only that, this is a bonus. You sweep one of your conference rivals, Big 12, in Oklahoma. Wow. Tyson Neighbors, was gigantic. He picks up another win in relief. He goes to 3-1 on the year. Brady, go back to him, the hero of this game. Well, there are multiple heroes for K-State in getting the comeback win. Brady goes 2-for-3 at the plate. Two singles, and then, of course, that walk-off there in the bottom of the ninth inning. Let's take a look inside the box score real quick here on our Purple Project Podcast. K-State baseball sweeps OU. And to add on into the collection of OU wins here for K-State Athletics in 2022-23, obviously go back to football with Adrian Martinez game and beating OU in Norman. And of course, with the basketball team, men's anyways, you split. Unfortunately, you split with them, but you beat up on them at home at Bramlage, men's basketball, Jerome Tang. And then Pete Hughes' team rallies back by down 4 in game 3. Oklahoma was trying to salvage it one game of the series, but you steal this game and you sweep them. K-State, 8 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. Oklahoma, 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors in Game 3, the finale of the 3-game series last weekend here at Tweeten Family Stadium here. Going down the line here, focusing our guys real quick. Brandon Jones went 1-for-4 in this game. He drew a walk. Let's see here down the line. Nick Goodwin, who started the rally, downs by 4. 2-for-4 in the game. He drove in a run. No, he scored a run, actually. Did not drive in a run, actually. Brady Day, we talked about him already. Cash Regley drove into 1-for-4 in the game. Orlando Salinas Jr., he didn't get a hit, while Roberto Pena was 1-for-4 in the game as well. Jackson Wentworth started it. He only lasted 3 1/3. Gave up 4 runs. All of them were unearned. Walk 3, struck out 1, 3 hits. But this relief pitching by K-State has really turned it over a new leaf here in 2023. Cole Wissenbaker, Blake Corestino, Ty Rule, Tyson Neighbors right there. The rest of the way, two runs given up. That's it. After Jackson Wentworth exited the game. So, huge momentum for K-State baseball. They look to continue it here. Air Force come calling here. They begin here just shortly. So, you're going to get this postcast later on. I'll get this up going sooner. As soon as I get done with my track workout, I'll have it posted for you guys later on this evening. And then, of course, the postcast of the Game 1 on the road. K-State baseball up in Colorado, taking on Air Force, a pair of games up there starting this afternoon. So you're going to get that postcast tomorrow morning. So that's the change up there with the Purple Project podcast. We will be keeping up with baseball here throughout the rest of the way. That's been the game. That's been the plan from day one. So if you're looking for anything else, there's a lot of other things going on. This is why this podcast stands out than the other podcasts. Everyone wants to focus on football and basketball, as we should, and should be. As bright in the future as it is between our two big sports. But there's other things going on around K-State sports, like baseball, men's golf having another great year there. Women's tennis going through their struggles there, but there's been some bright spots. So for them, track and field, a monster weekend, coming off a monster weekend in Emporia Relays. We'll touch on that I'm hoping to touch on that actually on the upcoming weekly coming up. So a lot's going on. So definitely you want to make sure you, if you want to keep up with the latest on K-State Athletics, now that's football and basketball is in the rearview mirror for 2022-23. Knock on wood, this is the podcast to do with the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. If this is your first time listening, appreciate you stopping by. Next thing to do, love what you're hearing, make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast there as well. The third thing, feel free to rate us or leave a review of your choice. And we're not taking 1 or 2 stars at this time. We're not doing that for this podcast. So that's why this podcast stands out than the others. We keep going. We're going to keep on rolling here on the Pro Project Podcast. K-State Baseball now 4-2 in the conference. I don't know. I don't have the standings up right now. But looking pretty damn good right now. 17-8 overall. And they look to get another win here later on here, as they get going with their 2-game series with Air Force here starting right now. That's going to wrap it up for this baseball postcast edition. Eddie Greer, go Cats. Make sure you check out episode 100, not only 151 of the podcast, but episode 152 that just came out. Excuse me. That just came out came out late last night. So with my reactions to the men's and women's basketball season. So make sure you check it out wherever you get your podcast. That's going to wrap it up. Go Cast. It's been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.